This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, James Gale here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. Now, there's a player in MVS that I'm not sure that needs to be rostered, but let me just say this. Go ahead and throw a $0, $1 bid out there to see if MVS can join the squad. I love this matchup this week, man. Against the Rams, MVS is going to be featured in my sleeper column, my weekly sleeper column that you can find on the website, sleeperkingfootball.com. Let's go. Subscribe right now. But let me just say, MVS against the Rams, I mean, shoot, the Rams have been one of the worst defenses against outside wide receivers this year. Coming into week number 12, I haven't updated my numbers yet on Monday night, but coming into week number 12, they've allowed the fifth most touchdowns per game to outside wide receivers. They then predictably gave up another touchdown to A.J. Brown. This is a team that you could score on, especially on the outside, and teams are picking on them on the outside. MVS, for his part, now he's coming off of a bye week, but in his previous two games, he has secured long touchdowns in both of those games. Now, I know what you're saying. Like, don't chase them points. Don't do it. Don't do it. Yes, I would generally agree with you. But MVS in those two games, I'm not going to lie, dude's looking pretty good. I'm hoping this is not. And you know what? Let me just put it to you this way. This is not a Quentin Johnston situation where people were high as a kite on QJ. And don't get me wrong, I did list QJ on my sleeper list, so I'm guilty of this as well. Although I never had 10 toes in on Quentin Johnston. I had 1 foot kind of testing the waters, and luckily, I mean, people got burned by him this week. My God, we got to stop throwing to Quentin Johnston, man. Oh my goodness, that was so bad against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, look, MVS straight up, just a better player than Quentin Johnston at this point in their respective careers at this point, okay? And like I said, MVS has been playing pretty darn good football the last two games, man. I don't know how to explain it, man. But if you pop on the MVS tape, he freaking looks good. He looks good. I don't know, man. I don't know. Anyways, it's a great matchup, and MVS, for whatever reason, has been on fire recently.